Thank you, Pastor. Just a couple of things before I discuss COVID. We think our normal temperature is 98.6. Well, it's not. A 2019 study showed that our average temperature is 97.5. We can vary a degree during the day. And the other thing is about obesity. It's rooted in the brain. It's not all about lack of willpower. They studied 450,000 people. They found that genetically there were 26 specific cell populations that process direct actions related to feeding and behavior. Obesity is far more complex than previously recognized. We need more research. Now, going into COVID, they surveyed 1,272 seniors, 64 plus in age, and they've taken steps. These people say they've taken steps to minimize their risk to COVID-19. They're spending less face time with family and friends. They're limiting trips to the grocery store, canceling plans to attend a celebration, saying no to out-of-town trips, skipping funerals, avoiding public places, and canceling doctor's appointments. These are what many elderly are doing at this time. Now, COVID, and just continuing to remember that the vaccination is so important, but we have nothing that prevents COVID. So you can get sick, but if you've been vaccinated, you will not end up in the ICU. It'd be much, much easier on you. So what they've done to be able to go from this brand new pathogen that we discovered in January to a very highly safe and effective vaccine ministered to a million so far, they are saying that it's unprecedented. If this were a decade ago or even 5 years ago, it would have taken several years at best. However, speed did not compromise the integrity and safety of this vaccine. We've had extraordinary scientific advances. This allows us to do things in months that would have otherwise taken years. So God has been there working against Satan and helping us with this. The vaccine's effectiveness was determined by the gold standard. Those are randomized, placebo-controlled trials where they have, you don't know which one you're in and what's being done, it's random. So this is the gold standard. Pfizer's vaccine had 44,000 people and Moderna's vaccine had 30,000 people in this trial. And of course it was found to be 94 to 95% effective. And they're still effective with the new variants. In Pfizer, a third of the people were 18 to 65 and healthy. A third had underlying conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, obesity, and a third were over the age of 65. We won't know until we give the vaccine to millions of people how effective it's going to be for people who are immunocompromised. Their immune system is suppressed, either due to cancer, chemo, or other treatments. No one will be forced to take this vaccine. It's entirely your choice. There's been much false information received, usually through social media. We saw this very clearly with when the measles vaccine came out because of the misinformation that it was associated and caused autism, which was totally, of course, untrue. Mask and distancing have an upside. I usually get at least one cold a winter. But not this year. In Australia, their winter ended in August and they've had their mildest flu season in recorded history. Now, we talked about the multiple variants that are with us. The UK identified a variant in the fall of 2020. South Africa detected another one in October 2020. And then Brazil has a new one as of January 2021. They definitely spread more easily, they spread more quickly, but the antibodies generated by the vaccine are recognize these variants and are effective against them. There are some myths and misinformation about COVID. One is that COVID vaccine causes infertility and it alters your DNA. This is another one. Those are two myths making the rounds in December. Anti-vaccine activists have also falsely claimed that same thing about polio, hepatitis B, and the HPV human papillomavirus causing infertility, which is untrue. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines use the messenger RNA to teach the immune system to attack the coronavirus. Although the mRNA is similar to DNA, the vaccines cannot change your DNA. Like the message RNA your cells make, the vaccine's mRNA is destroyed by the cell's enzymes after it's done its job, and that's eliminated. So these are the latest things on COVID and the variants, and we just continue to pray for safety and health. Thank you so much.